We're joined now by Coach Don Smith to talk Horton boys basketball. The Chargers with three wins thus far on the season and coming off a couple of games since last we spoke. A non-league matchup last Friday against Hiawatha in a game really, Coach, your team competed pretty well. It was a fairly close game throughout. You end up falling in the end 56-42. But what did you see from your guys besides just playing hard and competing that maybe you thought was a step forward despite the loss to Hiawatha last week?
Well, you know, something we've been working on all season is minimizing those turnovers. Mm-hmm. I think we did a good job with that. And we really did. Like you said, we competed. So I was really proud of my guys there in Hiawatha.
Who have been some of your most consistent scorers this year, I guess? Who have been some guys that you feel like have been pretty steady for you with what they've delivered stat-wise this season?
Of course, Trey Lockwood. I mean, he's steady. He's been steady the whole season. We put a lot on his shoulders. We got a freshman coming up, Luke McAfee, that's scoring for us. And then, of course, inside we have Trevor Ottman.
You have a game against Pleasant Ridge last night then that ended up falling 75-47. I know they have some pretty good size and obviously a pretty good basketball team, but were you disappointed, I guess, or expected to be able to compete a little bit better in that one?
Yes, I did expect a little more out of us, but, you know, it's one of those things that I talked to the guys after the game about is that we just can't have those times in the game, those minute stretches where we throw the ball away. We got to take care of the ball. And then also we can't get panicked by that pressure defense they put on. So, yeah.
Another tough game next on the schedule, Friday against Valley Falls. And, of course, like most schools, kind of lose a day of practice, I guess, with the snow day on Wednesday. But you're familiar with these teams. Second time through in this Northeast Kansas League schedule now. Nobody's been able to slow down the Dragons. What do you see as maybe a key to being competitive in this game?
I've been telling my guys that we need to do better defending that arc. They're great three-point shooters. So we're going to do everything we can to not let them shoot anything uncontested at the three-point line. So that's what we're focusing on with Valley Falls.
I feel like, I mean, we touched earlier on, you know, some of the scores, but obviously it takes a team and it takes a lot of production from everyone. Do you feel like this team has gelled together pretty well and kind of accepted or embraced the roles for the season and what they can bring to the table for the team?
I think so. I'm really proud of what our younger guys are doing for us. So we've got some freshmen and some sophomores that are really contributing so far at the varsity level.
Certainly a great sign for the future, and the future includes games against Valley Falls and Jeff County North here in the next week. Best of luck in those games, Coach. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right, thank you.
Don Smith, head coach of the Horton boys, the Charger Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Sweet Pro Feeds and by the Union State Banks.